Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which comes up automatically with the transcription box and the topics. And then when you go on the menu, you can select the summarization box, which pops up, and an audio player.
Right.
And that's, I think the search works as well. So you pop up a search. And it loads up just the background window, so empty. And so when you start, you have to either open a particular observation or do a search and open it. The transcription box has got a summarize button which doesn't do anything yet. Now I wonder how we want to do, you know, we want a pop-up window with the speaker characterization. Either we could do that, you know, when does a pop-up come, either we can, when you click on the ID, any sort of ID in the transcription box, or we can put an extra button, extra few buttons next to the summarize button, so that you actually in the transcription box, but so that you click on a button and then it opens whatever that speaker characterization is. The problem is the left click is already used because it highlights that that part of speech or whatever that what he's been saying.
The left click.
The left click highlights it.
Right.
So
that you can. I don't know what happens when you double click actually. But that'd be a bit annoying if you have left click for one thing and double click for something else.
Mm.
I think so, yeah, when you left click it, you can, for example, set the marker there so that the audio goes from there, I think. So we can't put it on left click. We could put it on the right click. We could, for example, have a little menu that pops up.
Yeah, well, we can't use that, right.
So right click on it, menu, you know, and you can click on speaker characterization.
What else could we have in the menu?
That's a good point. I don't know.
Otherwise, we just have a right click or do.
but I don't know about you, but usually in Windows, right click doesn't do anything, does it? It opens a menu.
A menu, yeah.
Yeah,
that's what
we've
got.
Yeah.
So it might be a bit weird for
yeah.
it to just not bring that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. To just have through the same sort of idiom throughout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just, you know, or just the button.
I guess the bottom makes a bit more sense, because otherwise you don't really know that, oh, what if I right click now, what happens then? It's like,
well, no,
no,
you
it's
still have the menu.
Yeah.
The menus pop
more.
Up there. Well, oh yeah, it's more obvious, isn't it?
It's already improved, isn't it? It's got a
yeah.
button.
Yeah, that's true, yeah, it's more intuitive.
Well, then it's not as extensible.
Well,
like, if you want to add more things in the future, then we have to add new buttons.
Add
more where's the menu?
Maybe.
I think it's
maybe.
More flexible.
Yeah, well, I guess in Meeting Browser 1.1,
exactly.
You can have a menu
yeah.
instead of a button. Right. This one. Yeah.
But actually, what we could do is in that menu as well, we could have an option that pops up a window with all the meetings that user has been in.
Mm.
Like a search for that user.
Yeah.
Is that going to be useful or too much? Or?
I guess so. So what did you, part of the menu that comes down is says, give me all your meetings.
Yeah, so when you right click on it, one option will be, give me all your meetings, characterize the speaker.
Yep.
Or is that too much, I mean?
I don't know.
I guess so.
I mean, it's more like part of the browsing sort of thing, more than the speaker characterization, as
yeah.
Steve mentioned.
Yeah, that's true.
You know how to
yeah.
involve the speaking characters.
Yeah, that's true. It'd be
yeah.
nice to have it interconnected.
Yeah, like maybe tie that in with dialogue acts or something as well. I mean, speaker characterization, tie it into, I don't know, just some way to sort of leverage that information. Like we have it, we're doing it, but what does it help the browser? Or what can it give us?
What do you mean the speaker characterization?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know about that. I mean, it's the speaker characterization is a bit like you said. I mean, it's like a nice thing. We're not actually sure what the user wants with it, but it's interesting, so why not give it to him?
Yeah.
I think we should do it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe we could have that as another thing of, like, well, if you get the speaker characterization that someone talks a lot in a certain topic, and then if you, I don't know, click on that topic, you get everything that's in that topic or whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
and
that's
like
still
that.
Another level further. I mean, we're not even there yet, you know.
No.
It doesn't
yeah.
pop up the speaker characterization yet. We have to first define what happens when you click on a user.
With that speaker characterization first before we cross
yeah.
the other
yeah.
Yes. So should we try to do a right click menu then?
Yeah. All right. Well,
is that just from the main?
Sorry?
Even if it's
one, is
that
from any particular window? Like, if we want to sort of get, like, if we're on the users versus like a topic or something, have a right
yeah.
for these various things.
Yes. Wait. Yeah. There's a second thing about the topics. The topic window. We want to somehow be able to click on a topic and it pops up with all the meetings that contain that.
Right. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we could do that in a similar way. Do it right click
so
as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so this dot is for
consistent throughout.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the speaker.
So, yeah.
This dot is
so we have basically two options of browsing the meetings is by either searching and opening individual observations, and then we have the interlinking by right click, basically.
Actually, yeah, like another common thing, like we have it sort of set up that if you double click and it goes to a default thing on the menu. I mean, that's kind of a typical kind of action.
Double click.
If you double click on a particular topic or something, then it goes to sort of like a default view. So it'll be like all the pieces of that topic, either whatever we decide the default to be, whether it's in all meetings or just in one meeting, and just show up the particular instances of that topic in the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and just need to have the default there. So if somebody knows exactly what they want to do, and we know that that's the most common thing that's going to happen. So the double click will do that and just save from the trouble of right clicking and choosing the item on the menu.
I don't
yeah.
see there's anything obvious that would be able you
well,
know that would
it
be
might come to us as we start playing with it.
Yeah.
What was that? I think comments then. Do you mean
like we have the right click menu,
yeah.
menu, right click. But instead of like have a default double click. So,
oh, so,
yeah.
so it'll be a choice
because
phone menu,
what's the most common
yeah, exactly.
yeah.
used double
yeah.
click.
Like, I don't know, show the speaker characterization.
Yeah,
yeah, but then there's a problem with a lot of windows popping up again. And they pop up without you even being quite sure what it is, you know.
Yeah.
But if you do double click on something, don't you expect something to happen then?
Yeah, maybe
sort of. Well.
Sometimes you
did
by accident, but you're like, I'm going away!
Well, then they close it.
Yeah.
yeah.
yeah. It's not the end of the world.
Especially if you have a touchpad.
yeah, yeah.
And
right.
she goes, oh! Well, I'll check what it does on double click at the moment.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
I think it might
yeah.
do something, but.
Yeah.
But yeah. yeah, I really don't see anything obvious that. I mean, if you can think of something.
This depends on the
yeah.
what you're cooking up.
So, yeah, another thing, single audio files. Do we want to use them or not?
We don't know yet, do we? Do you mean single channel?
Yeah, single channel. The single channel files. Do we want them? I mean,
probably not, but we might need them for this. If we
yeah,
don't
okay, yeah. I mean, we might use them
at the moment, no, but
to work with them, but do we want to integrate them so that when you browse, you can...
You might want to be able to say, oh, just give me what that person's saying.
Do you, though?
No.
I mean, it's not going to make much sense if you listen to it on its own, do you?
Unless you can't hear it, probably, or something. Somebody's talking over somebody else or something. But we're just saying no for now and put it in.
No.
So
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because otherwise it will increase the amount of data we need from that point.
Yeah.
The footprint.
Yeah, what do people think in general about the Windows cluttering that you've mentioned? Do you think
we probably need that though, to have the full flexibility. We need to have that.
That's what I feel as well. I mean, I'm very much, I want to have everything customizable.
Well, the thing is typically though, is someone going to have five windows open at the same time? Probably not.
Probably not, two or three of whatever they're looking at, like dialogue, whatever. It depends. I mean, I really want to put the summary in somewhere, you know. And the summary, for example, is typical. You open the window, you read through it, you might click on, you know, close it again straight away.
Yeah.
But it'd be good to
have
it there.
I think it's fine.
But, well, couldn't we, I mean, you probably, I don't know if you want to have, like, the full transcription and the summary at the same time. So maybe you can just, like, choose the same window for transcription and summary.
It's like have a tab there. For
I was just
saying,
yeah. Tabs are nice.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not sure. It's a bit of a cripple job as we're doing toolkit the eight sometimes.
I can have a look.
Yeah.
Or just I don't know.
But
yeah,
that might be
changed
nice
to
idea.
Contents of the same window, like from transcription to summary.
Yeah.
Yeah, or even just have buttons on it, toggle buttons or something on the toolbar for that window. Something.
Yeah, different ways we can do it.
It doesn't have to be a tab or whatever.
No, it could be like transcription, summary.
Yeah. Or check marks, even have two of them.
That would reduce the number of windows. Otherwise, Photoshop has a lot of windows. If you ever use Photoshop, it's got loads, and you're always forever going, oh, get out of the way, there's always stuff in the windows.
Yeah. I don't
know. But I mean, people get used to it. I mean, when you use Windows or Linux, whatever, you have a lot of windows open.
You
to
do.
Manage
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Unless Kiddy, I don't suppose you can minimize them and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can minimize them.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's all right. Well, of course you can, actually.
Yeah, like a lot of these can be. Like once we get the disfluencies out, then we can, you know, transcript with the disfluency, transcript with a different disfluency.
Yeah, that's
have
true.
All these,
they're,
you know,
they're
have all these sort of using the same window. And so
yeah, they're definitely going to be in the same window.
And probably
yeah.
mutually
disfluency. Yeah, that was the plan for the disfluencies anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, do you want to do that with summaries then? Put the summaries in the same window? Mutually
I don't know, with transcripts, it sounds reasonable to have like transcripts, like maybe three alternatives then, like full meeting without disfluencies and summarize.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that?
That can make sense.
Yeah,
sounds good.
And finally, the prototype. What kind of prototype could we produce?
In February.
Because I'm just, you know, I go into the lab and I say, right, what am I going to change today, you know? And it kind of just, it just develops. I'm not aiming for anything. Do we want to aim for something? I'm pretty much getting there anyway, to be honest. It's not going to be a lot more work.
I guess it is. I mean, just to try and... I mean, for us to be able to do something that we can include with your thing. So that's what we need.
Something just slightly more than just that on the
same.
So you can plug it in.
Just so see the integration works sort of between the couple.
True.
Yeah, definitely.
So I guess that's what we need to do.
I think that's kind of what he meant as well, isn't it? Really seeing it sort of start to do stuff rather than just be
a
prototype of the GUI.
Yeah, well, I guess that was probably our intention, but we might not have written it down. So
yeah.
yeah.
Actually, is the code accessible? Like the the Google stuff that you've done? Like, can we just like copy like the latest stuff out of your directory? Like, if we're gonna just try and like take a look or something.
I don't know, can we access other people's?
You can
think
make,
you can.
You make it well readable, then anybody
well,
can.
Well, if you just tell us the directory and just make the file readable and
yeah.
know the directory to get in there.
Yeah, sure.
That might be.
I don't know if it's readable at the moment, but you can show
up. I think by default they are.
No,
yeah.
They're not well readable. They're not
oh.
default. They're only default. Then only you can read them.
Oh, right.
You can see them, but you can't read them.
Okay.
Right, well, I'll make that readable then.
Yeah.
So the directory is my number.
Or you can just email. Okay, yeah.
Well, this is not difficult.
Yeah. Right, okay.
What's your number?
Okay.
It's in all the emails.
Yeah.
Your number.
No, 04.
Okay.
04555 60.
Say that again.
04. 04555 60.
And then it's.
And then there's a folder NLSSD. And it's called the M browser.
The M browser.
Yes.
Lowercase.
M for meetings.
hope you never have to look in my directory. It's just pure chaos.
No, I'm extremely
organized.
I've got folders, everything. I love folders.
The mine is serious chaos. Files everywhere.
Yeah, so that's me done. Someone else want to talk about this stuff?
Don't we'll jump on one.
Could tell you what I learned in SPT. I don't know. I started like browsing a bit, just like trying to see if there's anything out there to use. Sort of.
What were you doing again?
Yeah.
All the searching
stuff. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
So.
Inverted
file
stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The next search.
Just
okay.
Found a tutorial, but inverted search indexing, but I haven't.
So you could probably just use that code.
It.
Like that was behind the question you asked from earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
we're
yeah.
using code and stuff and just
oh,
like,
right.
Okay.
Oh,
if
that's pretty much there, is it?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's usable. I could have a look
yeah.
at
oh,
it,
yeah,
but,
yeah.
but I found some code for like
oh,
from a tutorial about
oh, right.
indexing.
Oh, great.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So even if it doesn't work, you can jiggery pogger around and make it work.
Yeah.
We'll probably still have to do some other file manager around creature.
Yeah, yeah.
Messing around with some
sorts of
nonsense,
but yeah.
Yeah.
But the basics is it. Oh, okay, that's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, that's handy. So you think it shouldn't be too difficult?
I don't know. I was a bit worried about when, well, when you talked about this with the file, I said with files. I mean, how much do they actually need to do, like extracting things from the XML files and stuff, to be able to do the indexing?
Oh, I see. Yeah. You have to convert it to some sort of format, I suppose.
Yeah.
I've been trying to write something to read the XML and get rid of it. And I can get rid of it, but I'm having trouble putting it anywhere else. So it'll come up on the screen. But at the moment I haven't managed to put it into a vector or whatever in Java
okay.
to play with it.
What
yes.
are you writing in Java?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm.
I mean you should have a look at the browser code then, because you know, they already extract, for example, transcripts.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
At least.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I will. I'm sure I'm making a mega bit.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, it was a good point you had, that like collaborating with
yeah.
file things. I mean, if you already started on
yeah, yeah.
stuff, I
absolutely,
guess
yeah.
we can
should share as much as possible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Libraries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we, I don't know, meet up and see what we could do? I mean, I don't know, see what you've done and see what we need.
Yeah.
When we know more of what we need, maybe.
Next week, I'm
yeah. So you're still.
No, actually, we haven't done anything this week because this week's been married.
Yes,
yeah.
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
this week's only 2 days old.
Well, whatever it was last week.
Oh, last
the week as it is rather than the proper week, do you know what I mean? So it's been a bit manic the last
one.
Well,
well, you're an SPNLP and SP2, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah
that's right.
And then we had to do an IRP, whatever it was last week.
Yeah.
which is only a page long, but it's quite difficult to write a page.
Yeah.
That was completely rubbish.
It was. I had to sit there and think about it for a bit. Yeah, but that's a penalty.
Yeah, that's fun. So yeah, I was thinking the weekend probably.
Yeah.
Start attacking this
yeah.
seriously, and just hopefully on something by next week that we can sort of try integrating into the GUI.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the browser as I use it now, or as it was there when I took it, uses the NXT search to get the data out of the files, which I think is odd. I'm not quite sure how it works. I don't quite understand it.
So when it
to get the data, for example, to get summarization data, you have to search for I think the IDs or something. Yeah.
That's pretty bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah.
I guess that's how it works. We've got the that is very bizarre.
So they don't, they don't say look in that folder, but
yeah.
They say search everything.
They did say it wasn't the most efficient.
It does load up quite quickly,
yeah.
So it's not too bad. But
is it like a window where you have to write the search query, or is it just what's behind it? So or
no, this is not the actual search. This is just when you open, to load the transcript, for example.
Yeah.
To find the transcript for a certain meeting, it does an NXT search for the string. Transcript or text or whatever.
It just has an open variable transcript list, whatever, find everything that's got that and then like.
So I don't know if you've looked at the search query language, but it's like $A text, say.
Yeah, because that's it declares a variable, doesn't it?
Yeah. And then, because every year all of these files have got an ID, and all the transcript files have got the string, I don't know what it is, words or text or something in it. So it just searches for those files.
Okay.
Right.
Maybe.
When you, is there a open thingy or what did you do to, how did you figure out that this uses NXT search?
It's in the code. Just
okay.
That it, you define a search object and then
okay.
you search that string. I had to figure out how to do the same thing for the summary. That's how I had to understand how to do the transcript, how they did the transcript to do the summary.
So did you have to write it in the way that they wrote it? Is that what you did?
Yeah, just search for a specific string. So you could just, you could use that when you, if you want to take the data out. If you have a question about what the code means or where to find the code that you want to, whatever you want to do, then just send me an email.
Mm.
I can explain it.
Yeah.
Have you annotated your code?
Oh, yeah. Actually, in the moment, it's got a load of rubbish because the browser that I used from that they gave us had a lot of extra stuff in, and I haven't dared to throw out all the functions I have. Yes. So they're all in there, still. A lot of rubbish, but it will be chucked out right at the end, I think.
Commenting it out one bit at a time, running it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next.
Yeah. Precisely. Yes.
So basically, we go and kind of get some work.
That's the
answer to that, isn't it? I'm not sure.
The weekend's still 4 days off.
Yeah. Still at the bottom of the mountain.
How many hours is it?
I don't actually have that much to do at the moment.
Well, since you've played
yep.
one to explore any other.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
How's your quantifier raising?
Yeah.
I can't remember what I'm supposed to do, by the way. Am I supposed to do the summarization thingy bob?
Mm.
No.
Who was doing it?
You do.
Oh, really?
Yes, okay.
Well, I'll do that then.
This can be changed.
Shall I do that then?
I don't know, it doesn't matter.
Or, you know.
If you want to. I mean, it's just, you know, play around with some extra stuff. Have some time. Why not?
It shouldn't be too difficult.
So what courses should I have picked? I'm not doing any work.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing communications, of which we had one exercise, and I've done that like 2 weeks ago.
Mm.
And that's in 2 weeks.
Is that an informatics course?
Yeah, it's a
nine
courses or 10 or something.
Okay.
And then I'm doing parallel programming languages and systems. Which we had one exercise as well, and that's in Friday. Well, I'm not doing any background reading, so, you know.
I'll be happy when this week is over.
I'll be happy when this course is over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, is that about it then? Anything else we need to discuss? Did we want to meet before we talk to Steve next week? Well, I don't know. We'll probably get some work done over the weekend, so I don't know if after DNLG or something, we can just have a little quick little update and just.
Yeah, if you like.
Yeah,
we
can
always
decide
then.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what are you planning to do over the weekend then?
Search.
You're gonna do the search. You're gonna open the search.
Sure, why?
Yeah.
Couldn't do that, man.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be still a limited version of the next query. Won't be the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like we can just decide sort of the things that we do want to do. Yeah. Well, actually, what was it? Just dial it back. So this was.
It's just that I think we need to set ourselves some milestones because otherwise,
we just won't get schedule, pretty quick, like you said. Well, actually, do we want to set a date for interim prototype? Specifically, a date?
Well, you decide. I'm not very much for that prototype.
The progress report is June 23rd
of
February.
So, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, how about we get it done by then? I mean,
ish. Yeah.
Then we can write about it in the interim report.
Yeah.
Because, then we've got something to show.
So.
Just looking at my own deadlines. See,
and the search interface, maybe you should decide pretty early what kind of things you want to be able to search for. And then if you want, you can give that to me and I'll build you nice, a few tick boxes and drop down menus.
Wasn't that pretty much what you agreed on, or was it just that
doesn't exist. That was completely cut and pasted.
Oh, okay.
That does not exist. Nicely done though, isn't it? It's actually all these things are nicked from all these drop down menus and tick boxes are nicked from Google. A screenshot of Google.
Ooh. That's
that.
Maybe you should
fun.
Make it exist then.
It's gonna be a little difficult, more difficult. Yeah, I mean, I was going to, but the whole drop down menus and stuff, what we want to search for is not quite agreed on. We never agreed on what we want to be able to search for.
No, it's not
true.
So
decide on that on the weekend.
Yeah, do you want to, just get together and think about the different types of search we could possibly do, and then.
Mm-hmm.
Then we could discuss at next meeting which options we really want to include.
Mm.
That would probably involve researching the query language a bit as well to see what that can do.
It would be nice to meet up and you can sort of show us a bit, you know, already, so we don't sort of have to do all the work again of just like figuring out stuff.
Just like the basics.
No, already what?
Sure.
Just like accessing the corpus and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. Just like all and seeing the code and just sort of how just see the basics of what you've done. Like just get a quick look over and just
can take
yeah.
us through a tutorial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, the class paths, all that sort of thing. Like just say, okay, well here's
yeah.
everything's basic.
Yeah,
set
do
up
that.
And then just
yeah.
yeah, just
show
jump
you
right in.
The code.
Yeah.
Next
yeah.
week's
that's
well.
In the morning.
All this time I'm being taken.
Well, the thing is, you know, yeah, something like that could happen anytime because, yeah, like my schedule is like class break.
Yeah,
it's
not
going to
take an hour.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking. So,
I mean,
something like that, and then if I have a class, I can run off.
Yeah, pick a time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so Monday might be good.
Yeah,
what? Monday? What
yeah.
did you say?
Yeah, this Monday. Just
anytime. Not at noon or 2 or 4. No, in between those, you know, like 1 or 3.
3 o'clock?
Sure.
I should, yeah.
Possibly.
Reasonable, I think. What time's the NLG 4, isn't it?
It's 4, yeah.
Unless
yeah.
you want to do it after. After.
Yeah, that's an
yeah.
option too. Yeah.
Do
okay. Sure.
3 is good though, but we have. Well, what's your fare?
Or 3:30.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Necessarily.
3:30 in the computer room in here.
Actually, you
can
get in there though.
If you can't, can you get in the front door? Oh, we haven't got a key, do you? Can none of you get
in? We can get in through the
this computer room in here, the MSC computer.
I've not found that yet.
How about if you take a.
Well, if you find me, I'll show you where. I'll let us all in there and we can look over there.
We can look now afterwards.
Yeah,
exactly.
You do need to have a key for it though, that's the thing. It's not the one that. Yeah, somebody else.
Actually, I was asking Steve about that, whether we can get in there, whether he's going to get us access into that.
Into what?
The computer room.
Okay.
Yeah, it's only got this crap, it's only got about 4 or 5 computers in there. It would do quite good for our job because it can also, it's not very good, not many people.
Is there a printer in there too?
Yeah, there's a printer in there. And there's a photocopier with the
really?
Code on it.
Yeah.
It's cool, yeah.
Well,
we
I'm just
we can photocopy our
assignment.
Got it on my computer.
Yeah,
yeah.
All the comments I'm thinking.
So, what time do we say?
I just think it's better to do it afterwards than we have all the time.
Yeah, that's
true.
Right.
So
yeah,
then
have
yeah.
half an hour and then we'll
yeah.
Yeah.
surely run out.
Yeah. Okay.
Just as long as PNLG doesn't go late.
Hopefully, it's not that man's over, won't it?
Actually, it's not even confirmed yet.
What?
Oh.
She doesn't even know what she's talking about.
Maybe
sounds
it doesn't happen at all.
Yeah.
Sounds like
it's raining next week. It should be.
Is it
raining? Well, it's supposed to be.
Next
week. Next week.
Really?
Next week.
I don't think we have a reading week though.
I don't know. We have one class at least when we have like speech perception. We don't have any lectures, but I think we have in like all other classes.
Yeah, I don't think
there's no point in
it. I don't think there was an official one last semester. I think it was just a back holiday, wasn't it?
Something like that. I
think
one of a couple of classes.
Some classes did and some classes didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Which
was
a bit
bizarre. They didn't
yeah.
really know what was going
on. I think the undergraduates had.
Yeah.
Were off.
I think it was up to the professor whether they did it or not. Well, I don't feel like. Yeah.
It didn't work.
Yeah. I think DIL will probably have one to make up for missing classes.
What?
DIL will probably.
Yeah, we
have
will
classes.
Probably have, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's meet Monday.
Yeah.
I guess.
Was there anything else? Do anyone want to like take care of this, or should I take care of it?
Oh,
wait, Chester.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was something. Well, I think he basically said the same things as in the comments. If I could read it. Maybe that.
Do we really want multiple windows from a single app?
From a single app.
But most we will probably want to go with defaults.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are comments that basically summarize what you said.
Yeah, exactly. Just the other comment about whether you want to do both speaker characterization and topic segmentation.
And then we have 7% of the person.
Yeah.
Okay. So
you need to tick the okay box, right?
If you're okay with having
signing
<buses.
laughs>
signing off.
Yeah.
Should we turn these off then or what?
We're done now. Is she still here? Yes, you're.